Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pequeño Pod with Señor Pequeños. New year, new intro, same relaxed comedy. Please consider supporting us on Patreon, as we are but poor lost circus performers, and it helps pay for podcast equipment, editing hours, and also gets you some fun little goofy benefits. And if you choose not to, that's fine. That's fine. We'd appreciate a 5-star rating. We read comments and reviews in every episode, so enjoy this free one and have a horrible day.
I'm not even recording on Audacity. I should probably start that.
My gosh. Ew, Daniel.
It's going to do another line before we start.
Do another line of cocaine? Yeah.
Speaking of overdosing.
Speaking of having horrible trips.
Daniel had an awful trip this weekend. And I don't mean vacation. Unless
where'd you go? It's... Detroit? Sorry.
Horrible.
No, I went to hell. I saw OJ.
I saw OJ.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. Norm's looking down on him from up there.
Oh, so many
things.
Yeah,
I'm glad you liked the article I sent about him.
Which one?
Where he admitted to the killing, dude.
Oh, fuck off. I hate you guys. Stupid assholes. You sent me a clip and you were like, it was like OJ admits to death on deathbed.
On deathbed.
I click on it. Gigantic black cock.
That's what like, OJ showed him on his deathbed.
That's the last thing he saw.
He pulls his family in close and he's like, I have something to tell you, my confession. It's in my right hand. And they pull back the covers and he's just holding his dick and they're like, yeah. OJ. Obadiah OJ. James Simpson.
Obadiah.
He just dies with his dick in his hand.
That's how I want to go.
That's how I want to go too.
I love all the comments. Man. I love all the comments that were like, OJ's wife can finally... No, what was it? OJ can finally rest while knowing his wife's killer is dead.
Uh-huh.
Comments like that. He's looking up at us and all that stuff.
Goodbye, Twitter world. I don't know why I didn't tweet that out. I should have.
I'm sure, but it just happened and almost all of the jokes were already out there. I was like, damn, these people are fast. All these people don't have jobs or what?
The Twitter comedians?
Oh, yeah. I just know they were rushing to that. It was so funny.
They were hackers.
My brother was genuinely excited. He was just sending me memes. I'm like, aren't you in school right now? He's
more
like,
important.
Day off. Oh, but OJ died.
It's a national holiday. The juice is loose is one of the craziest things that ever happened, though.
Stop.
Like, you gotta admit.
The juice went loose in hell. I love the one of the white Bronco driving into the gates of hell. With the cops tailing behind him.
Oh, God.
So funny.
The Shrek reference.
I guess there was a prank show back in the day that was only like a couple seasons that was like OJ pranking people in stores.
What?
I need to find out if that's real. That's something. If it is, that's something I gotta fucking watch.
Pretty sure your brother sent that to me.
Of course he fucking did. Dude, what? It's finals week, man. You were worrying me.
Oh, dude, stop. It's fine. It's literally fine, dude.
It's fine. It's fine.
You still got that mentality where you're like. It's a meme, dude.
Get to work, Sonny.
Oh, he already hates me for that. He'll send me a meme at like 2 a.m. and I'll be like, go to bed. He'll be like, fuck off.
Call him David W.
Literally. He'll send me random, now that he lives at home, he'll just send me random things that he's discovering about our parents. And he'll be like,
oh God.
He'll just be like, he'll be like,
lore drops.
It'll be like 1 a.m. and he'll be like, Dad knows about Jake Paul. We're fucked. And I was like, what?
What happened to you?
It
he knows about who?
Jake Paul. Oh, it froze.
Oh, it was fully censored.
They're silencing you, dude.
It
you know about Jake
censored.
Paul silencing me.
Like he knows about.
Who?
Oh, it actually froze!
Are you frozen? You're so
frozen. Froze again!
That was horrifying. I hated that.
I was like, okay. I can't tell if he's frozen or
dude,
if he's joking.
Or if this is a bit.
Yeah, I know.
No, that, dude, it was so funny because you both made the face and then froze. So I thought you were joking with me, and I was like, ha ha ha. And then you just didn't move, and I was like, this is terrifying. Yeah, we
planned that right now.
That was scary.
We linked eyes through the screen and were like, now.
That was terrifying. Ugh. Anyway, you may notice that the patron busts are not on the hotel chair I got anymore. And that is unfortunately because there's a story to why the hotel chair is no longer with us.
No longer with us?
Did they repo? Yeah.
So what happened
repo
was...
Repo or haunted?
So what happened was, I occasionally use the freight elevator because it's closer to my car, and the freight elevator goes through, like, the hotel, like, whatever. And so they've been remodeling. I think I told you guys this before. So I got, like, a desk from them, a mirror, a lamp, you know. And so, like, one time I went out through the freight elevator and the hall was full of lamps. And I think I sent you a fucking video of just every corner of this room being filled with fucking dumbass, like, broken lamps. And so amongst the lamps were a few hotel chairs. And, like, I was looking at them to see if there was any that was worth taking. And, like, a couple of them were stained. And I was like, I don't want that one. And a couple of them were, like, were
you
so...
Don't
you know
that
how,
one?
You know,
yeah, why not?
Mysterious just hotel stains.
A giant cum stain in the shape of, like, the Nickelodeon splat. And you're like, not for me. Bugs
I'll
crawling out of it.
I'll pass on the mysterious stain.
I'll poisonally pass on the sticky chair. But, like, you know how chairs will wobble from one leg to another? There was one chair that was, like, the most violent. It was, like, a full... That doesn't look good.
It was dried.
I was milking the cows. It was a full, like, inch side to side. Anyway, so I did find one chair.
Yeah, so you got that one because it was like a ride.
Yeah. So I'm on this chair today. But, like, that was stupid. Anyway, so I did find a chair that was, like, good. It was solid. It had, like, a ink stain on there, like pen, but, like, it wasn't gross. And I was like, I can spray that out. So I took it upstairs. Me looking at the Spanish janitor in the face on the way up to my room holding the chair. At least it's not cum.
Door just You're shuts. Like, I'm going to change that.
Can't wait to add my
I'm
own
make
stains.
My own stains.
Yeah.
So I took that upstairs, and that's what I was using for the patron busts, the other episode we recorded. And then at some point, like a week went by, and I went downstairs to the front desk for something that I needed. And the person that, like, basically runs the apartments was like, oh, hey, question for you. Did you happen to take a hotel chair? And I was like,
no.
You mean from the garbage bin? It took me 2 seconds because, like, do I want to lie? And I was like, no, she's nice. So I was like, yeah, yes. I did. It was from the garbage pile. And she was like, well, the hotel contacted me, and they were mad. And they showed me security footage of you taking the chair. And they said, find him for us.
Find him.
No.
No, I didn't.
She's showing me camera footage that's literally me wearing the Pequeño Pot shirt. I'm like, I don't know who that fucker is.
Never seen that man in my life.
I've never seen that red-cheeked baboon anywhere in my life. Oh my gosh. So I'm just, and like, that was the most embarrassing thing to me because I remember when I grabbed that chair because you would have literally seen me doing
you
this.
You were walking,
because
like, waddling.
You would have seen me, footage? Like, looking and like... doing this.
How's
and
the
then,
stability?
Like, and then looking around and then going like...
And she's like, that you?
Was that you?
And the hotel being like,
the resemblance.
And the hotel being like, we want this guy.
We want him dead.
And the fact that she recognized me immediately as the person from the security camera footage. So I was like, yeah, I took it from the garbage pile. And she was like, yeah, well, the hotel said they were brand new chairs. And I was like, well, they lied. But if they want them back, that's fine. So I was just like embarrassed imagining this conversation where they'd like print out this paper like, what's this? Who's this guy? But like, yeah, so I literally grabbed the chair. I put a post-it note on it that said, hi, I'm sorry. I thought it was trash. I'm sorry. And then put it back. But now
it said,
that I know.
I'm sorry like 6 times on it?
But now that I know it, it was the most embarrassing thing dropping it off, because now that I know the security camera footage is on me, I like am so self-conscious. So I wore a COVID mask and sunglasses.
It's like every time you leave your room now.
You wear the disguise now.
So I literally went down there.
Why's the honker out?
It's made worse. It's so bad.
I'm looking like Swiper the Fox. So I went down there to drop it off, but like they were currently moving all the rest of the stuff out of there, so there was like people there, and there was a when the door opened, so when the elevator doors opened, they had just walked around the corner, and I was trying to drop it up before anyone saw me. So in the security camera footage, you can literally see me go pushing the button on the elevator and then like jumping on it as fast as possible.
You're in the elevator, you throw the chair out of the elevator, but you never exit the elevator. Yeah, you never exit
with
it.
With one hand just flipping off the camera with my giant
the long ass finger.
Stop.
One really long finger comes out of the elevator, stretches out.
I should have just dropped it off and like on the camera footage just show me like
what?
No, like, you can keep it.
Take a shit on it.
Enjoy my cum on your hotel chair.
I don't remember it having this many stains when you took it.
Yeah, so I literally wrote on the post-it note, I was like, I thought it was trash because of the stains, just so they would know it wasn't me. So, whatever.
They're like, oh, it smells now.
Yeah. Mm. So fucking asshole. So now I don't have a hotel chair, which is very sad, because I was like, what a nice chair. I was literally talking about this chair. That's how old and sad I am. I was talking about this chair. I was like, what a nice chair. This is a solid made chair. Gave it up. Had to give it back. Stole it.
Had to give it up.
My bad luck continued from there. So we did a, so I think I told you guys about this. We got like a couple's date book that like it's a scratch off. So you scratch it off the day of, and like you do whatever the thing says, like you can't say no, kill yourself.
Oh gosh. What? I was like, what? I bet you won't do it.
Pay off my student debt.
All of it?
You have to, babe.
Can't say no.
Each one just says anal sex, anal sex. Well, the book said to kill OJ. I mean, we can't just say no. joking. Anyway, but like you're supposed to do whatever it is like the day of, and it was face painting, and we were like, okay. So we went to like Walmart. They were out of face paint. We went to Target, out of face paint. We were like, this is becoming more difficult than it should have been.
I didn't know they just had face paint.
I just kind of assumed any like regular store that sold shit would have fucking face paint. I guess not. But so we went by Michael's, no face paint.
Not even at the craft store? Okay, I thought the craft store would have it.
So I guess the last place we went was Target because it was next to Michael's. And they had washable kids paint. And I was like, she was like, I don't think that's the same as face paint. And I was like, if it washes.
What could go wrong?
Just the fumes burning your skin.
Yeah, severe rash.
So unfortunately, a Despicable Me minion was burned onto my face for a whole day.
Banana.
That's my boy. we started noticing about halfway through the second face being painted. I was like, my face is tingly.
It stings.
My face is melting.
You're like, why does my skin feel spicy?
So, that washable paint is not the same as face paint, just in, I guess,
I'm aware.
Since everyone else.
Oh. I know this.
Oh. Shut up.
Oh.
Shut up.
Did you go to Party City or something?
I don't know. I don't. It's a good point. You know what? Do I have
wait
to shut
a minute.
Up?
You know, the party store with face
maybe
paint.
The ones with
shut
costumes
up.
And
shut
stuff.
The fuck up.
I went to Walmart. Just got interior paint.
The next hilarious thing that kind of happened was we were, maybe it was after that, we were trying to eat dinner somewhere, but it was kind of early. It was like 4 p.m., but we were like, a couple things are bound
early,
to be open. The first place we went to was closed. Then we went to Texas Roadhouse, and they were like, we open at 4, and it was like 3:50, and we were like, all right, we'll just wait here, I guess. And in that 10 minutes, the parking lot went from empty to 40 people waiting in line behind us. Did I send you a Snapchat
oh my gosh,
of this fucking line?
Yeah.
It was the most entertaining thing to me ever. Because here's the progress of what happened. Here's how we realized what was going on. We're just sitting on the bench by the door, empty parking lot. Someone pulls into the handicap spot. We were like, okay. Next person pulls into another handicap spot. And we were like, huh. And then next person pulls into the handicap spot. And I was like, they can't all be handicapped, right? They were all handicapped. They all get out of their cars and they're all like,
I ain't walking.
Okay, well, you don't have to deal with that.
Someone's grandmother.
Well, they did.
An actual zombie walked out of that fucking vehicle.
Rotting flesh. Smelled horrible.
The door of the truck open. I knocked over all the patrons.
Good.
Stop! So, and like, there were so many old people waiting, and then they all started slowly getting pissed that the two young people were ahead of them. And this fucking, like, it was so weird because people started trying to cut everybody and like stand, like, just there's a whole line of 30 people. And, like, people would just see it and walk straight to the door and start trying to get in. And you can see the employee on the other side going,
checks out.
No.
Yeah. Not yet.
And all the old people behind us going, get the fuck in the back of the line. Like, it was like, they were defensive.
What was for you?
I didn't lose my tear ducts just to get cut at Texas Roadhouse. It was fucking insane. And
is there
then
a reason there's that many people?
I don't fucking know.
Is it always
know.
Like that?
Why at 4
It was like Monday. It was like, yeah, it was midday, midweek, right?
It's on, I think it's just like that's when.
Is that just the place to go?
I think it's just the place to go in that town. Because when we got in, well, so first of all, before we even get in, there's this last insane person who, like, as soon as the doors start getting unlocked, like the minute an employee put a key in the hole, they grew muscles, all of them. They jumped
zombies.
Them out of the wheelchairs. They could walk. It was a miracle. The old guy, like, POV,
first time he's walked in 20 years.
POV, you're the employee opening up the Texas Roadhouse at 4 p.m.
Dude, I'd quit immediately.
Oh my gosh, dude, I would have shit my pants.
You know, when you sent that picture of all those people just sitting in line, I actually Googled, like, I was like, is it busy at Texas Roadhouse, like, right after that? Because I was like, why are there so many fucking people? And it said it was just always like that.
Yeah.
I was like, always?
So right as the employee put the key in the hole.
I didn't even know people went there. There's only, like, one near
me. What do they serve?
Just dinner food. Yeah, it's just like steaks and
like
burgers and mashed potatoes and beans and that kind of stuff.
Can't you get that at any like little mom pod diner place?
The special thing to Texas Roadhouse though is the rolls that you get beforehand. Those are genuinely
it's
the best rolls.
Bread,
I've ever.
It's bread.
No. You have to try it.
No,
it's
no,
something
no, no.
different.
What is so different about it? What
when
is it?
You guys come to St. Louis, we're gonna go to Texas Roadhouse at 4 p.m.
Get assaulted by old people.
Do I want to?
So, you can't even eat the damn bread.
So the
I know,
employee,
right? I was like, what's on it? Is there butter? I don't know if I can have it then.
Yeah, what's on it?
I don't know what. Yeah, I mean, what it makes it special? It's just one
drugs,
of those.
I don't know.
It's just, dude. It's just the rolls are beautiful. They're just yeast. Made incredible. Beautiful. Only rivaled by like Red Lobster biscuits. Anyway, so the employee puts the key in the hole, and I kind of expected all the old people to cut us, but they instead were like, "Go, go!" They were like telling us in the front of the line. They were like, "Get over there, get up there!" And I was like, "I'm kind of embarrassed to get up like before the doors open, but okay." And we get up, so we're standing in front of the door, and as the employee
like Black
opens
Friday
the door.
Sale.
As the employee's opening the door to us, there's still a gap between us and the door because we're not fucking insane. And a woman hops out of the bush next to us and goes, "Nah!" Just gets into the fucking gap and she goes, "I want a table." And he was like, "Okay." And they take her inside, like, and they sit her down for like she's saving a table of fucking whatever 30. And she's like, "I've got to pee," and tugs on his shirt, and he's like, "The bathroom's that way."
Oh my gosh, people who tug on the waiters like aprons
oh,
and clothing.
Gross. They need to get fucking
it's like toddlers.
Can you imagine if the punishment for doing this was just
get smacked?
Just full on.
Get
Daniel,
back in the door you came in.
Dude, Daniel, I think you're just looking for a reason to assault an old person.
Yep, that's it.
Who is
that's
it?
Like the fourth... fourth time he said, like, just beat him up, dude.
Wait, a fourth time? With this call?
No.
So, like,
not
the
this.
Tenth time? This call, yeah. Daniel's oh, like, well, that's close to death. Anyways, just get rid of him.
Well,
get
we're talking
rid
about,
of him.
If we're talking about in my lifetime, I've said it way more than four times, so. Juliana was on this call before you, and I was like, you know, maybe we should start killing people for fraud. And she was like,
Yeah, I was literally like, at what price is there, like, when it's justifiable? And he's like, I don't know. I think death penalty is fair for money. I was like, what?
Yeah. I think like, so. Well, anyway.
I was like, I accidentally hey. Walk out of something with Walmart, and he's like, death sentence.
And hey, if you,
some
if
poor we, kid steals a candy bar, Daniel wants him
that's
executed.
It. That's it. Not in my country.
Electric chair.
It's the same mood as like picking up a nickel in Gotham City, and Batman's like, just yes, just beating the shit out of him.
Daniel just wants to be Batman.
For real, dude.
Except I'm like weak, so I couldn't do anything. It's just Batman, but with a gun.
Get the
Except,
fuck away.
Yeah, Batman with a gun. You just want to kill people.
It's just a rich guy in like a onesie with ears, just shooting homeless people.
I don't like you.
Homeless people, I said.
Homeless.
Homeless.
Dude, Daniel had a dream where he killed like 30 people in it.
When?
Then he woke up, he had a gun in his hand, and the cops were right next to him, and he's like...
And then
I
woke up.
I swear it was a dream, officer. Those sleep paralysis demons were all over me.
Random memory, but as I was getting back into my apartment from the gym to do this call, there was a dude three apartments down. I literally... There's like a bit of a lip of the wall, so you can't quite see people walk in their door, but you can see them walk in. And I literally... He was so drunk, I watched him go... He ran into his own door and like and like fell on the floor, and I was like, oh my gosh. Anyway, Woo! Time for a podcast call, and I just kind of moved on.
Oh, that was the memory. I thought
yeah.
that triggered like a horrible traumatic.
No.
Yeah,
I killed him
drunk
and 30 and... more people.
So I just choked him out right there.
I put him out of his misery.
So I took the leg of the hotel chair and shoved it down his throat.
In his
anyway.
Eye.
Anyway. Oh, gosh.
Jesus.
Anyway.
One is worse. What? What do you mean?
Also, I think I may have been asleep when I put one of these topics on here because it doesn't make any sense to me and I don't know what it means.
You're just going to ignore the fact you murdered
up,
all those people
up,
in your
up.
Dream? He's not going to go into that at all. What do you mean? You're like, I'm going to say this before I forget it. But I took a Southwest flight straight to Saudi Arabia. And I'm
Juliana,
like,
your dream journal has you filling people with jelly. Jelly filling people. Would you shut up?
No, me filled with jelly.
No, you definitely said if I jelly fill a net of one person, I have jelly filled.
No, I said if they eat me, then there's been a loss of life. But I think there's an overall gain. I satisfied someone.
We gotta pull it together. Anyway, my topic that I wrote down that I have no idea what it means is... Okay, the dream was we were in Saudi Arabia for a high school reunion, okay? And there were a few zombies. There were like three, though, not 30.
Oh, zombies? Yeah. They were zombies?
Is that what you're calling them?
There were some people that committed fraud, and so I killed them because that seemed like it fit the crime, okay?
Oh,
okay, buddy.
That makes sense.
Okay. The topic
justified.
On this... The topic on this says, do you have cash? Pull up your socks and be prepared. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't think you've ever written a topic as a question before.
Yeah, me neither. Anyway.
Normally it's just like the topic question mark.
Yeah.
And not an actual question.
So anyway, and then the last...
Do you?
got any
pull
money?
Up your socks and be prepared, I guess.
Got any coins?
Finally realized
socks?
That Daniel's insane. The last embarrassing thing.
I saw
of,
my grandpa of... say penis.
Oh, I don't know a meme again. I'm back to normal. Damn. Is that
this
Squid...
not a good one?
Did Squidward ever say that?
Was it Squidward?
Shut the fuck up. I just did a thing.
Grandpa, no! Stop doing the Shane Dawson face, Grandpa!
Speaking of Grandpa, so. The last embarrassing thing that happened to me was it all happened at a wedding. So I was in a wedding this weekend.
It all happened at a wedding.
So I was in a wedding this weekend, and we had the wedding rehearsal on Saturday. And we learned at this wedding rehearsal that my friend who's getting married, his grandpa was there, whom we've never met, none of us, but we all know because he has made the worst comments on Facebook. He was there. Okay. And so all of us like started looking at each other. We were like, it's Grandpa Bill. And that's just the way we pronounced his name the rest of the weekend in that same cadence.
He's real.
But anytime one of us said, Grandpa Bill, he looked at us from across the room. There's no way he could fucking hear us.
His ears
he had his
were
hearing
ringing,
aid. Yeah, I was like, his hearing aid was turned
yeah.
up to 2,000.
He had his fucking hearing aid turned up to 9,000. So that guy probably went home and like he was like mumbling to
he
his
could
caretaker.
Still hear you.
They were all whispering my name. And they were like, uh-huh, nice job, Bill. Get away from me, okay? Just sit down.
They kept saying my name.
It was probably that medication. Gay guy with the red cheeks. I know it.
And then the funniest thing about that dude was that this old dude. So first of all, he sat down. Okay, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. Okay, so let's structure this like an actual story. So we arrived.
Once upon a time.
So we arrive at the wedding on Sunday now, and me and my girlfriend arrive there. We arrive there at the time they asked us to, but everyone's late, so there's no one really there. And so we're just sitting down, and we're both sitting down. And then at some point, I get up to go help Chris with something. And in the time that I got up, Grandpa Bill arrives with his young Korean wife, because I can't make this shit up. And he sits down directly next to Riley, and I turned around. I was like, oh, no! Grandpa Bill! Just see this old-ass man. And like he didn't have
start
any hair.
Start hitting on your girlfriend.
He didn't have any hair on the top of his head, but his whole head was wet. Not with like droplets, but like a whole swath of water. He was so sweaty
in
already.
Oil slick.
And
that's
the room
awesome.
We were in was well air-conditioned. And so just all the napkins. He's sitting at a wedding table
man.
That's set up. He's sitting at a table that's set up for the dinner later after the wedding. He's not supposed to be in there because he's not part of the wedding party. He takes He takes two of the nice folded napkins prepared for the dinner later. He just picks them up and starts rubbing his fucking head with them and wiping off all of his sweat. Oh my gosh, Bill. Fucking hell.
They're like the nice like swan ones folded into a swan. He just bites the heads off of them.
I just imagine Nick with the old filter on chewing like you did in that one video. It's burned in my brain. Anyway, and then we didn't see him after that for like 2 hours. And then like I'm in the wedding and we're walking with my person down the aisle and the wedding coordinator's next to us. And she's like, is he going to be a problem? And we look to where she's pointing. And Grandpa Bill is in an elevated seat in the back of the
rows.
Floating. With a giant, like, green and white umbrella over him. and like indoors? An iPad filming this thing. And just, it looks what? Absolutely ridiculous. Like, Bill, where did you get a fucking chair with platforms and a fucking umbrella, dude? Where'd you get this shit? Where is your wife? She was gone. I don't know.
Good.
She made her escape.
He was cheap. He didn't. Yeah, never mind. Anyway. So. Yeah. I'm sorry. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. So. Oh gosh. Anyway. So that was Grandpa Bill. And then so we get to the actual wedding. The wedding goes completely fine. It was very pretty. That all went was very nice. It was really hot, but like thankfully the wind was blowing. It was very nice. So we get done. The food is served. We start eating the food. I'm in the wedding party, so I'm up front. And then at some point, I go to the table that my girlfriend's sitting at and, like, our friends that are not in the wedding party. And so that's, we're just,
Daniel
like, talking,
goes and drops
hanging
acid.
Out. And that's basically what happened. So without getting into too much detail, there was a mistake in the pen passed around and the wrong thing and it got in our hands. And so I thought it was just a regular pen, which would have been fine.
I thought it was just a writing utensil.
I thought I was just sucking on a, you know, big old ink pen. Turned out it had weed in it. No, it had some of the crazy psychoactive weed in there, not like regular shit.
I thought it was indica, but it was
well, yeah, so the person
had higher body high. What is this?
So then I killed 30 people at the wedding.
It was not a dream. It was actually the wedding.
It was not a dream. Yeah, so what happened was I'm sitting there still having a good time, but then it hits me at some point. Like, I start becoming anxious about shit, and I'm like, I was in a good headspace. What's going on? And then I'm like, oh, this was something else.
Bill starts floating around the room.
I start
just staring at you.
Grandpa Bill is going,
I know what you did.
So then I killed that motherfucker.
Grandpa Bill is no longer with us.
Grandpa Bill is in the ground. Okay, so yeah, I turn to my girlfriend and I start reciting Dracula flow from memory.
Your eyes roll back.
Well, literally, I started not being able to respond to things, and my girlfriend looks at me. She's like, are you okay? And I was like,
he went nonverbal.
Top shelf Zaza disrupted my circadian rhythm. And she goes,
you're
we need to get the fuck
like,
out of here.
You're yelling over like the toast, like the bride and groom cutting the cheese.
I would like to thank my wife's beautiful family.
They're
they
having the first.
Forgot that I'm him.
What? What did he say?
You heard me.
They're having the first. He's smoking having his first.
A Whoopi Goldberg dick.
What? He's having his first dance with his mom. Like nice. Bullshit Ed Sheeran playing, and I'm like, she got the ganja bazoinka doinkas. Like, what the fuck is he saying?
Fading in and out of consciousness.
Oh god.
Dracula Flow and Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars.
I'm sitting there like, did you know Bruno Mars is trapped in Vegas because of his death? What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
What?
Bank accounts are a scam created by the shadow government. Daniel, shut the fuck up.
He's doing different voices for each thing he said.
Like, I'm doing all the millennial, like, I just did your thing. Daniel.
Don't talk to me until I had my coffee. Like, what?
Lin-Manuel Miranda is actually the voice of our generation.
Oh,
I start
God.
Singing Hamilton during the first dance. I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And they're like, what the fuck is he doing?
How can I picture you
Get him
doing
out of here.
That?
Get him out of here.
I start doing
full choreography, just hitting it, not throwing a mate, shot. Not throwing away my...
I'm not throwing away my shot!
I start doing In the Heights in accent, and everyone's like, whoa, whoa, hey, whoa.
Dude, easy, easy.
I start singing about my home country of Puerto Rico, and everyone's like, what the fuck is he on? I'm like, I gotta
call
get
me
back.
Senor for nothing.
Anyway.
That guy's definitely sober. For sure.
Yeah, so 100%. I leaned over to Riley and I'm like, can you please walk me to the bathroom? I don't
I
think
feel
I
like
can
I'm
do
gonna
it.
Die.
No, I started feeling awful and I've never had a bad trip because I've never taken crazy fucking
start
weed.
Start sinking into the floor. That's how my friends describe it.
What did you do? Did you just do like a blinker or what happened?
What'd you say?
Did you do a blinker or what happened?
I think it was Delta
He's
8.
He's like, I don't know.
And I inhaled.
There's weed in here. Stop coughing. It was just a toilet paper tube in mashed potatoes or something. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so. Like, normally, it takes me, like, at least 2 drags to get, like, a little high, and I took half a drag of this shit, and I started seeing God, and I was like, something's wrong!
It was, like, an inch away from your mouth still, and you were like, ah! Like, Ghostbusters!
I was actually breathing in someone else, like, after they'd already breathed out, and I was like, whoa! So, shut up. Oh my gosh. So she helped lead me to the bathroom, and so I suck a dick, please.
He just held the blunt. He's like, this feels evil. I'm getting bad vibes, guys.
I just looked at Grandpa Bill's joint from across the room. That joint was looking at me funny. So I'm like, can
you're
you please help me?
Convulsing.
What the fuck? Daniel's dancing is weird. Anyway, Riley starts leading me to the bathroom. Thankfully at this point, like most of the wedding is done, so I'm not like disrupting anything. She gets me to the door of the bathroom and she goes, are you going to be okay? And I'm like, yep.
Can you do it? Do you remember
I stumble into the bathroom, door shuts. 2 seconds later, she gets a text that says, please meet me in the stall one. She walks in. There is only one stall. So that's the one I'm in. And
it's not even a stall. It's just a door to a regular bathroom.
So
I'm in that one. I'm right here.
So she walks up to the bathroom stall. She's in the men's bathroom. I feel bad for her. So bad for her.
We're about to get jiggy with it.
She can already see my legs sprawled out on the floor of the bathroom stall and
knocks on the stall door.
You're not wearing shoes.
I'm gripping the tile with my bare pinky toes.
No, you're gripping like the top of the bathroom stall. Like you're dangling like bat style.
He's actually tweaking.
Daniel, I didn't actually smoke anything. I just haven't heard Hamilton in 13 hours.
He withdraws.
I'm having withdrawals from history rap. So she knocks on the door. She's like, can I come in? And I was like, please. And so she...
Dracula?
She's basically in there with me to make sure...
Welcome to my chambers.
I thought I was just going to pass out and
hit
my head.
She closes the door.
I was afraid of hitting my head and, like, passing out or something. So I just, like, I could feel what felt like... It basically felt like... It's like someone pulled the plug out of the back of your head. It felt like I was fighting to, like, fucking live. Not even just, like, stay with... Because I passed out before. I didn't feel like I was falling unconscious. It just felt like that was it.
Half a drag of a blunt?
Dude, look up the Reddit threads. Look up the Reddit threads on Delta 8, dude. It's insane.
Look it up.
The stories that people have. I'm lucky I didn't shoot 30 people.
me when I smoke too much cilantro.
Oh. I'm lucky I only bit my own dick off. It's pretty mild when you come to think about it. Anyway, so this lasts an hour and a half. So during this time, I'm like,
at someone's wedding.
During this time, I start twitching occasionally. I can't respond in words. She tries to I can hear her, but I can't respond.
You're using Morse code.
I'm trying to use words, and I'm literally like moaning. She's like Daniel. She's like, she leaves.
Are you gonna be okay?
Daniel's jorking it. He's jorking his penis.
For his penis.
I know a meme.
I know it.
So we're laughing, but I mean, at the time, this was so scary to me that I've never tried speaking.
I was so
and
scared.
Couldn't speak. Stop making fun of me. It was scary.
Okay. I'm listening.
Anyway, so
me when the weed makes me scared instead of happy.
When you get scared.
Why did I ever think this was a safe place to talk about this?
Didn't you say you wanted to call the cops at one point?
Not the cops!
Arrest me! I did it! I did the marijuana!
I killed 30 people, officer! Take me away!
Oh, no. No, an ambulance, right?
Yeah, I was trying to call I was gonna call an ambulance if she wasn't there because I was afraid of hitting my head.
I just know you said you wanted to call 911, and immediately I'm like, is he like snitching on himself?
Mr. President, I smoked weed.
Forgive me, Joe Biden.
Forgive
I'm
me.
I'm sorry.
Forgive me, Jill Biden.
Like 911, what's like, your emergency? I did it. I smoked it all. All of weed ever.
I'm freaking out.
I took all the weed on the planet and ate it. They're like, oh. Okay, man. All right.
I am literally weed god right now.
I don't remember a whole lot of what went down, but it was not funny high. I was like suffering, and then like it would loop between me fucking not being able to speak and then like weeping for no reason. So this was terrible at the time. Shut up. This is funny.
Just imagine Daniel breaking down.
Dude, it was... I'm not joking. This was so emotionally taxing for both of us at the time, but looking back, it's so funny. The funniest part of this whole thing is that while I'm in the worst of it, and then it rotates from not being able to speak...
You're in the fetal position? Like, on the bathroom floor?
Well, first of all, I have jelly legs and stuff, so I can't move. So she's literally having to, like, fucking, like, keep me upright as I'm sitting against the wall. And then the
she's
funniest part of...
You?
Stop. Please. Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
So it got to a point where I, like, she was talking basically just to keep me engaged. And she joked about her not being funny. She said something like, I'm unfunny. And I started weeping.
And you started laughing. You're like, you're right.
No, I started fucking crying. And I was like, what did you say that? You're so funny. Shut the fuck up. Fuck
she's
you!
Not funny.
I can't believe
I hate her.
Me, a professional comedian, is with someone as unfunny as you.
She can't compare to me.
I'm so funny.
I'm just so funny.
It Senor Pequenus. That's me.
You know how many followers I have?
At least 20.
Yeah, you're sobbing. You're like, don't compare yourself to me. You never could.
You'll never compete. Why are you leaving?
I'm done telling this story.
Drops him on the floor. Sorry. Continue. You were crying.
No. Anyway, moving
Stop.
On.
No!
So, So at some point, it gets good enough that, like, I feel like I can walk outside. Well, at least she thought I could walk outside. I was like, I don't think I can go. And she's like, I think you can. Let's try to walk outside. And so we kind of walk outside. People are, the webbing was still wrapping up, so we're the only ones outside. And at some point, like, two good friends of mine come outside to check on me. And I said, nice to meet you. And they're like, oh, Daniel's fucked up.
Uh-oh.
I was so...
Did anyone know you were greened out in the bathroom, or...?
They knew something was wrong. They didn't know what it was until afterwards we all realized what
afterwards,
was going on.
Afterwards, they were like, he hit a factory reset while he was in there? Oh, no.
Well, because the person that gave
the
me...
The bride and groom, he's just like, hello. Good day.
Nice to meet you.
Y'all in love? Damn. Shit.
What's he doing? Good for you, guy.
So, like, yeah, like, and I was like, nice to meet you. And then I turned to Riley and I knew I fucked up. I was like, but I know them. And she's like, I know, you know.
Keep walking. It's okay.
Self-aware. You were just, like, smoking Fent. Like, what happened?
So I did. Daniel does fentanyl. God. That's the title of the episode.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude,
what actually happened?
No, because 4 days before,
it'll be really fun at this really important event.
Four days before this wedding, I had smoked some stuff, and like it was, and it was like because I was telling Allie about it afterwards, and she was like, "Dude, what the fuck were you on that you had this reaction?" And I was like, "I don't know," and she was like, "You literally did we because her stuff
you
is
got MK Ultra'd.
I don't know what that means." But
Allie
was
that mean.
No.
Daniel got MK Ultra. Jesus.
That was like government drug testing, where they put like they grabbed a bunch of people off the street, a lot of homeless people, for example, and were like, "Hey, we're gonna give you a bunch of drugs and see what happens."
Oh, that's what that. Okay, got it.
It's what Stranger Things is based off of.
What?
What do you mean,
what? How is Stranger Things based on that?
She's on Fent.
Her mom! Yeah.
She's supposed to be on Fent. Oh, yeah! What are you fucking talking about? All the kids are doing drugs.
That's why she's, like, super strong.
All the kids are actually 70-year-old homeless people on drugs. They're just, like, in their own brains. That's depressing.
Yeah, yeah. No, the mom is pregnant.
You know when you're on that Fent...
Your nose is bleeding. I do that.
I like dirty carrots. Shut the fuck up, drug addict. Anyway, so I feel good enough by the time that the send-off is happening that we join the send-off party. Everyone gets a sparkler, and I'm like, this thing's
going
to kill me. I'm like, my hand is on fire. And she's like, no.
My hand is dynamite, and I'm about to explode.
The whole time it's lit.
Well, like, and so everybody holds out the sparklers because they're running down the middle, but, like, my hand is way higher than everyone else's, and Riley had to be like, okay, put your arm down.
You throw yours at them?
Fire! Whoosh! I'm, like, pouring gasoline on them. They're like, hold on. Where'd you even get that?
You're like Frankenstein, like, everybody's just lit, and you're like, fire bad!
At some point, I'm like, my shoes are cooking right now.
My dogs.
Sorry it happened. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just reporting as I see it.
I'm so just telling you straight
up. Cut me some slack, maybe. I went through the worst day of my life, and you're like, could you just not fucking mention your feet for 1 second?
I'm hearing a traumatic event.
Have some empathy. Good Lord. I'm done talking about this shit. What stories do you fuckers have? Good Lord.
Have some empathy. I did drugs, okay? Feel bad for me.
I got greened out. Feel bad.
Welcome to the episode, everybody. Let's look at Spotify comments. If you leave a Spotify comment, if you leave a Spotify comment, we might read it. We missed a couple episodes of polls. So episode 63 poll was voting for which disease kills me, and the one that won was fungus. Thanks, everybody. 51% of people said I should die by fungus.
Great.
Death by fungus.
The next one says, it was a vote for should I leave the pigeons alone or kick them out? And for a while, kick them out was winning. But then last poll around, it came back in and leave them alone won with 52%.
Well,
so I'll take the spikes off the fucking porch.
Small margin. Small margin.
And then last week's was would you rather Daniel passed out or you see Daniel's freakish finger? And 61% of people were actually nice. They said they would rather see my finger than let me pass out. It's a weird poll now that I think about it.
They wanted to see my finger. They want me.
They want me so bad.
They want my finger so bad. Ew. So let's blow through these pretty quick. First comment, my brain has turned into mush and I can only assume to blame Juliana. I like how they picked
me?
Only you.
Yeah,
just
I was
you.
Like, wait a minute.
The next one is has a profile picture that's my face, and he says, I got this picture from Daniel's story. It says, my genuine reaction to that information. We drove to Florida because grandparents, this week is SAT testing, and I will be listening to you all for it. You failed then. Instead of studying,
when I found your old social media before you like put it on private, and I sent like an embarrassing photo of you from like 2012? I should have made that like my profile. Yeah, I see.
I don't remember what you're... No, what are you talking about?
This is way back. I remember you. Something
this
in the group
was, this
chat.
Was a long time ago. I think I should have made that my profile picture on everything.
It was just an old one from high school or middle school. I don't remember.
Middle school, maybe. It was just a very gooberish photo. You were really sweaty in it. You literally were like, I'm going and deleting Facebook right now. All I did was send that photo, and
that
then you
enough.
Went and you went and deleted.
It wouldn't like, have been my it. Picture. I think you were like looking at my mom's Facebook, and I was like, that's
your
it.
Mom's. I found your mom's Facebook.
Yeah, like a freak, because I don't have any pictures of me from high school. That's disgusting. Anyway, guess we learned Juliana's a stalker.
I never did that to you, Daniel.
I never did you that dirty. Yeah, maybe I went and
yeah,
like
you just
I found
made
your
fun
profile.
Of my time of need.
Oh no, it was a
dude, shut up.
It was a photo you were tagged in. That's probably what it was.
No friends. Yeah. This guy. Everyone hates this guy.
We didn't say
no,
that.
You anyway. Were literally in a wedding party.
You want to hear this guy's
like,
top three
no
rappers
friends.
Of all time?
No.
Number one, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Oh number God. Two, DaBaby. Number
oh,
three,
no.
Alexander Hamilton. That's it.
Number three? The actual historical figure. Like,
horrible.
Not even...
The way the old people pronounce horrible. Horrible.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. Real racist. What? Next one says, ah, yes, I too love wreaking havoc on the local wildlife like an angry god of pestilence in convoluted, almost cartoonish fashion. We are much alike, Eggman. Bless you and the Trinity. So I guess
you're
wreaking
like...
havoc on local wildlife was me putting up pigeon spikes.
Yeah, it's like the Roadrunner. You're like a cartoon villain chasing the pigeons like they're the Roadrunner. And you're like, get back here, I have a big hammer.
It's like Tom and Jerry. They keep hitting me with giant cartoonish anvils. And I'm like, yeah! And then just restarts.
Your neighbors are like, there's that guy again.
There's that fucking voice impressionist again. What an asshole. I hate him slightly less than Matt Fiend.
Slightly less.
Rat Fiend.
Rat Fife. We're getting Rat Fife confused.
Rat Fiend as well, dude.
I love how we have code names for all the male comedians we hate. We got Matt Fiend and Rat Fife. Who else? Who else do we hate?
Who do we like?
Bob Schneider.
That's
the real question.
What?
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider. Yeah, I'm just gonna say that. Rob Schneider. His neighbor's already horrible. You don't even need to do anything to him. Schneider.
That's funny. Next one says, me saying my favorite Hamilton characters are Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson. My brain. Those are real people. You just like David Diggs. Exactly.
True.
This is this
he's
is
hot.
Well. Next one says, hey guys, this
Nick's
might
like,
sound
I
familiar.
I don't know
what any
know.
Of that means.
No, I don't know. You're
you
speaking
know
a David different Diggs
language.
Is? No. Hot guy.
Okay.
You never seen David Diggs' balls? Oh, you haven't?
What do you mean you haven't?
Google, show me this guy's balls.
Good job, Daniel. That was a good one.
Thanks. Next one says, Jarvis, hey, guy.
Show me this man's balls.
Next one says, hey, guys.
I can't believe they put the Elon Musk pedophile joke in Iron Man 2 or whatever. I totally don't remember that. I was like, no way.
I forgot about that. That was really good.
I can't believe he agreed to do that. Wait,
was that real? Because in the clip that I saw going around, like, he turned his head when he said it. Like, was that real? Did he say that in Iron Man 2? Or is that just AI, like, someone added
that
in?
I don't know, but that video was really funny. He's like, pedophile says what?
I could see that being real. I just don't. That sounds like a lot for a Marvel movie, but I would.
I was like, they put that in there.
That's so funny.
I'll believe it.
And the next one says, hey, guys, this might sound familiar, but I'm a completely different person who's writing a book and needs background characters, and I want you three in there. Choose to be a human or a demon, please.
Oh, my God. Demon for sure.
Demon. Hello?
I guess I'll. Do I need to be the human? I'm just a human that wants to be a demon. Do I need to be a human? I tape on the horns and, like, the tail, and you guys are just like, what a fucking
Daniel,
dumbass.
Daniel, be a tiefling.
What the fuck is that?
That way you're, like, human demon.
Okay.
You have demon traits. It's from, it's from Dungeons & Dragons.
I don't know.
Just play Baldur's Gate.
It's amazing that I have an OnlyFans with some of the faces I make. I'm amazed anyone has attracted me at all. Thanks, Riley. Appreciate it.
Ain't just your girlfriend is the only person paying.
What are you sharing on OnlyFans? Just out of curiosity. I know, like,
you're making your girlfriend pay for photos of you?
No, I just send her all the ones that I make before I put them on OnlyFans.
What are you putting on there?
Just like the workout. Same stuff I was putting on the Instagram subs page, but Instagram was like going to ban me because I was posting shirtless pictures. And I was like, well, I'm not going to get banned.
So you're not just like lagging off on that.
I know. No. I was like, you're putting your pee-pee out there?
No, I would be charging way more than $10
bucks
for my
dick. You'd be making a lot more money if you did.
You're touching $10?
All 10 people that have subbed to me on OnlyFans so far have all DM'd me and been like, can you please share dick? I will pay more. And I'm like, I'm good, but appreciate that. It's crazy.
Open peen.
Oh, down the pee hole.
Oh my gosh. That's it. You gotta start.
No, yeah, for anyone who doesn't know the joke. So basically, I was taking workout pictures, was helping with body dysmorphia during therapy, and I was like, well, I might just post them somewhere.
And but Instagram when I put them, said, those nipples were too feminine.
But when I put them on Instagram, like, people were like, get this shit off my page. So I put it on the Instagram subs page instead, which is like you have to pay to be on that part of Instagram. But even then, Instagram was still like, I was like one strike away from Instagram banning my profile because of a private paid tab of shirtless pics. I'm like, there are so many shirtless people and so much more on Instagram.
I've seen boobies on Instagram.
That's crazy, awesome. And the worst thing is, like, it wasn't.
I imagine it's taken down. But
it wasn't. It wasn't. People reporting
that's horrible.
It.
Where? What account should I not look at?
What? Who put that up there?
I'll send
who's
you one.
Who's the degenerate?
Because, like, every once in a while, I filter by verified. I'm like, who likes my stuff? And it's either like a tech bro with 600 followers, or some porn person I've never heard of with like a million and just tits out on Instagram. I'm like, why can't I post one shirtless
picture?
I swear to God.
Like when my youth group pastor got hacked by that porn, like, kicked out. They were just full on tits and pussy on there, like.
Amen. Am I right?
Alvin was like, am I tweaking? Alvin was like, am I tweaking? And then it was like, I looked and it was like her profile photo. It looked like her, like she had the same haircut, but then
it looked like her pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
But then it was her.
It was like the woman in the photo was making like an O face. And then I go and like click on the profile and the first like five pictures are just straight up porn. It's just like a woman jerking it with like a vibrator, like just going to town. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Sound effects you gave
it. So many children. So many children. Okay. That's the thing. She was a youth pastor. So it's like all children follow her. Like literal children. I was like,
That's awful.
I remember in high school, the closest that ever happened was that like the cheer coach accidentally started like recording. Like she accidentally uploaded her sex tape to her Snapchat story in high school. That wasn't good. Anyway, that's the closest we got. So
did you get fired?
Nope, because it's a small town, and things like that happen.
I remember it didn't happen when I was in high school, but one of our like friend groups, they told me that the teacher from the teacher for our high school robotics.
Another thing to cut out.
sorry.
The teacher from Mimi Moop Moop School. You know, our teacher from Paul University. Our teacher from Walkie / University.
Stop.
No.
Please.
Brat. Walkie /
our teacher from Newport
University. Newports. This is terrible.
Newport High sounds real.
High does sound real.
Wow, they have it. Motherfucking porn.
That's what they have.
I actually breathed, dude. I couldn't inhale. It's so dumb. Anyway. God.
Anyways,
the teacher.
The next spot.
I want to tell my story.
Interrupting him. You let
teacher,
him speak.
The teacher from our high school for the robotics team, he got hacked, but a bunch of students saw that he was following a bunch of OnlyFans models on the school Instagram.
Oh, dude, holy shit. Do you want to hear a crazy story?
What's up?
Holy fucking shit. This is wild. This blew my fucking mind. I learned it this weekend at the wedding. Okay. What?
Old high school drama.
Yeah, dude.
Can you not laugh at me?
I'm kidding.
That wasn't...
I immediately glitch and hang up. Daniel's got a story? Ha ha. Anyway.
That's it.
This dude remembered something?
This dude got a memory? No, so I was at the wedding and we started talking about school because that's where we met most of these people was in school. And we were... I'm not gonna say anyone's name. I'm not going to dox anybody. But so we learned, so there's a friend in our group, and he was like, one day I got a call after college from our university, and they said, hey, we're not pursuing anything official, but we just wanted to let you know that there was a teacher that accidentally shared the wrong screen during a class, and he had a file for pictures of ex-students from their Facebook profiles without their shirts on, and you were in there. We just want to let you know, and this guy accidentally shared this file. Like, he literally just had a whole file of pictures that he stole from Facebook of ex-students being shirtless or in skimpy stuff. Men. All of them were men. Sorry. It's L for the gays today. Anyway.
Not at all where we were thinking. Sorry.
Oopsie daisy.
Not the fact that he was a creep, but he was a gay creep. Can you believe that? What a shame.
Well, I had a gay friend, and when I was telling him the story, he was like, damn it. I was like, why are you thinking of that?
Giving us a bad name.
So fucking funny. Anyway, so, but the funniest thing about this picture was...
Be gay or be creepy.
The funniest thing... Stop. The funniest thing about this picture that he nabbed of my friend from Facebook was that it was him shirtless with a rubber ducky inflatable around him. And he had to... The ducky has to be in the picture or else you couldn't get his chest. So his girlfriend was like, we're talking about the story. And his girlfriend's like, I'm just laughing, thinking of this guy jorking his dick and trying to cover up the duck part. Just seeing him. Anyway, that was crazy, and that guy still works there. Didn't get fired. They didn't do anything.
That is a really weird thing to just have pop up in the middle of class. These people went to school with me last year, didn't they?
That teacher's excuse was, all these students are now models, and I just want to support my ex-students in their modeling endeavors.
Models with the rubber
None of them are models. Yeah.
Dude.
It's disgusting. That dude should be fucking... That guy needs to be investigated.
Wait,
man.
So you were a part of it or your friend was a part of it? like that folder.
No, my friend was a part of it. I didn't have that guy as a teacher, aww, so he didn't know bummer. Who I was. I was so you jealous that he didn't included. Have my pictures in there. I wasn't hell? Included.
What the hell? That was like my friend's old, like they go to like a mega church, and there was like you know their church like youth pastor was a creeper, and he creeped on a bunch of girls, and one of my friends was like, I can't believe he didn't pick me. That guy was so cool. I tried to hang out with him all the time. I wanted it to be me. I was like, hold on. Those are victims. Those are victims.
I start DMing this teacher from a different account. I'm like, you should check out Senor Pequeños. And he's like, no, thanks. And I'm like,
my old
why not?
You ever heard of him? You heard of that
I
guy?
Was kill
he, was he ever your student? You want to see him shirtless? You want to see your ex-student shirtless?
I could send you his shirtless pictures.
You peddle him to OnlyFans.
He's like, seems expensive for a chest like that. I'm like, it's you shut your it. Whore mouth.
Use a discount code.
You get $1 off for 30 days. There is a discount out right now. It's $1 off.
You hear that? You hear that, everybody?
Charging $10 and you're not even showing penids.
Oh, please. Dude, a $10 penis ain't worth looking at, I tell you what. Save your 10. Anyway, the next
you
comment
don't
on
see
the
little
Spotify.
Naked mole rat?
You don't want to see the dead turkey face? That meme that you sent, didn't
balls
you send that
included?
To us? Of the turkey head with his eyes rolled back, and it was like, babe, just play with it. Disgusting.
I thought it was a mole rat.
No, that was a fucking dead turkey.
Oh,
I'm going to find that picture. I think you missed something, because this picture was genuinely disgusting. It's burned into my brain. Anyway. Oh, you know what? Riley sent that to
it
me,
was,
which is
you were like,
so
you know
much
what?
Funnier a, because we're dating.
You're like, you know what? It was an actual dick now that I think about it. It was a
not
really
a
gross
lot
dick
of
and ball. A really gross
that's
one.
That's redundant. They are already disgusting. Anyway, next comment says, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a Daniel by his freakishly long toe. If he hollers, let him go. All right.
The feet again. The
return
of the
bring
feet.
Bring it up.
I'm going to hang up.
That's it.
Next one says, Pecaniopod, I'm crazy now. The past few weeks had some crazy dreams. One dream I had was of Daniel standing at the end of my bed and saying, what the sigma, over and over. And of Juliana's hell house. Ugh.
The haunted house? Daniel's just the paralysis demon at the end of the bed.
What the sigma? I don't even know what that's from.
I don't know just if that's from rot, anything. Dude. Yeah, I was like, I don't think that's from
that's
me.
Why I don't give a shit about the brain
dude, my
rot.
My for you page is awful. It's so cool.
It's cool.
I gotta show you guys one day. It's genuinely like so like unhealthy for me to go on TikTok right now.
Oh my gosh.
The next one says, love your guys' podcast. You are genuinely some of the funniest raccoons in a trench coat I've ever listened to at 5:30 in the morning. Thanks.
5:30. Starting your day off with this?
I know. Oh, I'm like, crazy. Bro. I know. Some people just play this on their commute to work.
That's insane.
It blows my mind.
I'm so sorry.
People that listen to us have jobs? Anyway, the next one says,
part.
Sometimes I forget how funny you guys are, and then I'll hear something like Mountain Doom or see Daniel's front-facing Phineas-looking face and lose my shit. Love this podcast.
Phineas face.
Thanks. Yeah, Mount. What was the MF Doom? And I said
yeah,
Mount
you're like,
Doom.
You're like,
what's
what that?
Mount
Doom?
The next one says, I'm going to be stuck thinking about Daniel's freakishly long middle finger. Love and hate this podcast. Oh. Next one says, I'm fully accepting the diabetic devil as my alter ego now. I roam the streets injecting evildoers with 200 units of insulin, sending them careening into a diabetic coma. I'm like Daredevil with eyes.
With eyes?
That's so funny.
Too dangerous.
That's fucking funny. Anyway, the next one says, I am the eyebrow person.
I'm
person
the eyebrow
that was,
man.
I did finish the episode, Daniel. Thank you for your non-existent concern. And I did stop after I finished it. Whoops.
What?
You don't remember this? So last episode, hold on, let me find it. My right eyebrow has been twitching since you've released this episode. I'm either going to cut my own eyebrow open or never finish this episode. And then I was like, huh, moving on. And you guys were like, hold on.
Oh,
I remember. Awful. Oh.
Yeah, it's like, oh. That jogs my memory.
Next one says, in all caps, Daniel, add me back, you bitch ass. I want your tomfoolery. I will personally come inside you if I am not Shapiro'd on.
Oh
my gosh. How did this make it through the filter?
Yeah, I was like, that
good
is a
Lord.
Threat.
Jesus.
No, I'm not going to add you back. Fucking ass.
Have them pay for your sub.
Yeah. I'll do whatever you want then, baby. Just kidding.
For $10?
I'm a whore.
He's a cheap whore. Good Lord.
Yep. That buys 3 bags of peas.
Only
the next one
3?
Says, actually, I think bags of peas are like $1, so that could get a lot more.
Phew. Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, I'm just getting nervous.
Daniel can eat for another month now.
Next one says, all I have to say is that this podcast gets me through the day, but also gives me an odd feeling. Besides that, I hope you all have a nice day.
A feeling of dread.
I feel yucky after listening to this.
Next one says,
I need to shower every time.
Next one says, Daniel's ex-boyfriends in order. Number 1, Justin, also Nick's ex. Number 2, Kevin Saxby, the Canadian. Number 3,
Justin, like no last name?
No last name. I don't know who the hell that is.
Okay.
Number 3, Daniel's brother, incest points. Number 4, the cafeteria guy who deprived Dan Man from crackers. Oh, that's a deep cut. Jeez Louise.
Who's Justin? Oh!
Justin, adjusting these nuts.
Are you proud of it?
No, I'm serious. Who are we talking about? Do I have
Justin.
To cut this out?
Oh,
yeah, Justin. Sorry.
You're like, oh, your friend, Justin.
Sorry, you should have said not white Justin. I probably would have immediately known who you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
Justin's such a white name. I was like,
on this show.
They're literally based off of people on this show.
Anyway, hello? Next Spotify comment.
Hello?
Hello?
I thought I heard knocking, but it might have been the apartment next to me. I think it was just someone drunkenly
wandering
the halls.
It was that guy
beating
the pots and pans.
I heard you talking about me.
It's the guy that ran into his other door. He just ran into my door. And then the last one here says, I will always love y'all's chaotic brains. Speaking of chaotic brains, my brain is plagued by the fact that the human ashes act like Mentos and soda. Have fun with that. Oh, okay.
Ew.
I didn't know that. Well,
you do?
That's fun.
What makes it like
has
it
someone
just
poured
makes
soda on human ashes, or
I think it means if you pour ashes in soda, it explodes the soda like Mentos would.
That's what I assumed, but I'm like, what in it would make it?
I said I would read some top Instagram comments or like submissions on the podcast. So I've not looked at these. They could be terrible. This one says, I am Mitch McConnell. Please feed me poor people.
Right.
Has he died yet?
Not yet, apparently. Next one says the eclipse was just God showing a hole.
That's awesome.
Thanks. Next one says, I heard in my balls. Fuck. Yeah, ouch. Oh, come on, guys.
Ciao.
Next one says, do you think God doesn't talk to us because he's scared of his own creation? That wasn't funny. That's just sad.
That's just
come on,
not
guys.
Funny. That's just
that's
a Spy
just
Kids,
Kids
reference.
Anything happened to you guys over the last few weeks? It's been a while.
My dad got harassed by a homeless person.
Oh.
Oh.
Does your dad ever not get harassed?
It
poor
was
guy.
Pretty funny. I'm not going to lie to you. We were at a Mexican restaurant. We just ate. We pulled out from there. And we're in the parking lot. You what? We're in the parking lot, and this, like, lady comes up, and it scared me because she came to my mom's side, and she, like, pounced on the window, and my mom was just like, oh my god, it caught us off guard, we didn't see her. So she just kind of appeared knocking on our window, and our passenger side window is broken, so, like, we couldn't even lower it if we wanted to. But my mom just kind of, like, ignored her, and so the lady's like, and she walks around to my dad's side, and instead of, like, just lowering it, like, a bit, my dad just lowers the window all the way, which, like, first of all, what are you doing, dude?
1 second, ma'am, one second. Before you continue, let me get this all the way down so I can be face to face. Wait, where the hell did Daniel go?
I don't know, I think he has another knock.
What if a completely different, like, scary-looking person sat down?
Scary Daniel?
He's an alter ego.
He goes back like this.
He's so scary.
I hate peas.
Oh, no.
I eat good. I have full meals.
What happened to our boy?
No, bring him back.
Eat shit, okay? Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're okay. So, yeah, no, we're at the restaurant. The lady comes, knocks on my mom. She, what? The lady walks around, knocks on my mom's window. Window doesn't close. Window doesn't open. She walks to the other side, walks to my dad's side, knocks on the window. My dad's like, ooh, visitor. So he lowers the window all the way down.
He opens the door. Come on in.
So he lowers the window, and the lady in Spanish, well, first of all, she, like, freaked me out, because she had this little, you know, like, in movies, or, maybe not movies, you know, in haunted houses, have you guys gone to haunted houses before, like, the attraction ones? Daniel?
You've never been to one?
Nope.
Daniel, we gotta go to one, come on,
well, dude. I haven't had friends that live here, so no, I'm not gonna go to one by myself.
Well, now you have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
now we can this year, and it's Cocktober is coming.
Cocktober!
Cocktober!
Shut up. What?
I genuinely thought you said that.
It sounded like you said that.
No, I said October.
Rewind it, dude. Rewind
it.
Rewind the footage.
I heard it too.
If I said Cocktober.
I'm sorry. I swear
I'm not an acid still.
Right before Dicksember.
Can everyone leave me the fuck alone?
Okay.
Tell your story.
I'm trying, but you say things like Cocktober and I giggle.
I did not say Cocktober. Dicksember.
His rocker.
Anyway, you know how...
she jump scared.
Lively. You know how, like, some actresses and, like, these haunted houses things put on, like, creepy little voices?
Vaginuary.
Daniel, shut up. I just realized what you said.
Oh,
excuse me. You're just brainstorming another one.
One sec.
Penis a lie. I'm so sorry.
My point was, like, at haunted houses, some of these the horror actresses will put on, like, creepy little voices to freak you out. That's how this lady sounded, but she was speaking Spanish, but she put on, like, this creepy little, like, baby voice. Really freaked me out.
That's exactly the one I pictured. I literally, like,
So she came up to me and, like, it was in Spanish, but she's like, excuse me, sir, I need money for food, but it was, like, creepy, so it's like, excuse me, sir. It was just really off-putting.
It's the first time Nick's heard a woman's voice that's slightly higher.
This lady was in her, like, 40s or 50s.
Baby away
like,
from
she's,
me.
She's old, but she comes up. And she's like, excuse me, sir, I need money for food. Mind you, we're at a restaurant, and my dad even offered. He's like, you want me to buy you food here? And she's like, no, I want to eat somewhere else down the street. And my dad's like, no.
Do they have heroin there? No.
No! I'm picturing, like, you know that audio? That audio where it's just, like, in Spanish, like, the women chanting, like, some kind of spell, like, witch spell, and I'm just imagining her saying that, like, coming up to your car.
Dude, it was so creepy, but, like, my dad with, like, the full window down, so I'm like, dude, we're gonna die. This is it. I'm never gonna see anyone ever again.
She's choking.
But she's like, oh, can I get some money for food? And my dad even offers, like, oh, I could buy you food here, because we're at, like, a Mexican restaurant. And she's like, I want to eat further down there. And my dad starts explaining, he's like, well, I don't have any cash on me, but I'll get you next time. And before he could even finish that, she's like, I don't even know what you're saying! And she walks off.
Oh my god! In so a full man voice, in full English.
Dude, in full English. So she's talking and, like, she's like, Señor, necesito... And then, like, dude, she says her whole little spiel, and then, like, when my dad... My dad replies in Spanish, and then she, in English, she's like, I don't even know what you're saying, and she walks
off. Fuck you!
That's so fucking funny. Holy like, shit. What? Oh my gosh. Have you seen that? Have you seen that video of the, like, the old, the really old, like, British hag, like, trying to open that car door window?
Do you like me? Oh, the
other captions, and the captions are like, she sounds like a Call of Duty zombie or something. Have you not seen that one?
Yeah, where she's like, actually sounds like with the deepest voice ever. Dude,
yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, what so are you scary. Doing? And then she's like, oh, Zimbabwe. And you're like,
huh? Old people scare me, dude. There's some like really freaky ones. Have you seen, there's that one pastor, he bought like Tyler Perry's jet or something. Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, that guy! Oh my gosh,
Kenneth Copeland, I think that's his name.
Ew, yeah!
He's so, oh my god, Lively, you have to see this.
Dude, he is the ugliest man. No, you know him if you saw him.
He looks like the devil, dog. He is the fucking devil. He's scary looking, dude.
He's the devil.
I gotta see this man.
Kenneth Copeland, there's a famous interview where she asked him a question.
He threatened the interviewer after the plane. Did you see this interview? Yeah, did you see this interview?
Yes, yes, the whole thing.
My gosh. He's Lively like, if you ever say that I did that.
Oh, I've seen this guy. Okay, I have seen him. immediately, I recognize him. I've seen him in memes. Where it's like, white man jump scare. There's some old people who genuinely, like, they look uncanny. It's like, they do look...
You get old, they look, you turn demonic.
Yeah, it's like something about them looks like what I see in the corner of my bedroom. Like with my lights on.
Rewind.
What? What?
You guys don't see faces like all the time when you're falling asleep.
No,
you're lying.
Your house you never is cursed, Lively. Get the fuck out of there.
Lively,
have you guys? You guys have never had sleep paralysis.
Lively,
ever?
It's gonna be one in the morning. Please don't say things like that.
No.
You know the faces in the corner of your room? Yeah, no, they're all demon faces in the corner.
Yeah, well, fucking no wonder.
I'm kidding. This isn't my room. You know I sleep on the sofa.
This isn't my room. This isn't my house. Where am I?
I had sleep paralysis one time when I lived at my old house. And we used to have to go upstairs to go to my room. And I remember, like, waking up, but I couldn't move. And I could slowly hear, like, just loud, like, heavy, like, footsteps slowly, like, coming up the stairs. Freaked me out so bad. I hated it. That's the one and only time I had it, but that was it.
Like, look up sleep paralysis hag.
No,
and
no,
that's like very accurate to. I see that all the time. All
I'll
the time.
Up tomorrow morning, but not now. Thank you.
That's fair. That's fair. Have you ever heard of?
I
like
how the whole beginning of this episode was Lively being like, "Oh, you saw shit on drugs, yeah, idiot." Anyway, you know, I'm seeing old hags in the corner. You know the hag dancing in the corner.
I see it sober.
Yeah, you're like, Daniel, I had to take drugs to see the devil? I don't have to take anything. I see that shit sober. I see that shit sober and awake.
I'm looking it up. I don't care.
I'm not looking it up.
Daniel, something happened to John the other day that reminded me of like a you story.
Oh, no.
With like, well, great. No, it's not bad. It's just like the awkward exchanges with, you know, customer service workers, like, they're not doing anything wrong. It's just an awkward exchange. Like, John went and picked up food for my cousin and my aunt and him. And when he got there, he was like, pick up for John. And the guy was like, oh yeah, pick up for John. And then he turned and like looked at John and just stopped and like dropped the bag of food he was holding and just stared at John for like 20 seconds, horrified, like kind of like trembling a little, and was like, and then John was like, yeah, pick up for John. And the guy's like, oh my gosh, I thought you were someone else. And then handed him the food, and then he just left.
What the
back
fuck?
Of the kitchen.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It was a,
that guy
it wasn't
definitely
a,
had nightmares about a guy that looked like John, and he just realized. Like,
I mean, it
how
wasn't Italian.
How could you have nightmares about John? Look at him.
I mean,
a
it was
large
Italian
man. Just...
It was an Italian restaurant, so I'm like, was there like a scary
what a
Italian
pussy.
Guy who came in there at one point? I don't know. But yeah, that just reminded me of something that would happen to you. But yeah, John said he stared at him, what? And it was like, and he
wait,
said he
wait,
just stared
what,
like that.
When has something like that happened to me?
I don't know. You said that woman looked at you at the desk and was just staring at you and was like, Deborah.
Oh, that did happen.
Yeah, and then I said like an idiot Department of Health instead of date of birth. Yeah, and I was I was like, because their stuff says DOH on it, right? And then you're like, yeah, date of birth.
Anyway, Patreon notes. Because it's 1 a.m.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. That's not why I was saying it. It was just a silence, and I'm like, I don't know what to do here.
Is he frozen, or is this a bit?
I don't know.
I thought you were someone else. God,
that's a pretty good one.
Thanks. First note from Catalyst. Pee pee poo poo penis pod note. Wee wee bonjour, fellow queefers. Okay, I'm back from my excursion to Texas for the eclipse.
Wee wee wah wah.
We all know about totality and have seen pictures, so I will not bore you with that. But what I do want to talk about is billboards.
I'm kind of jealous. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it did look pretty cool. As a Canadian from one of the western provinces that is most often compared to a U.S. state due to its social culture, I was not sure whether to expect something like my home province or something completely different in terms of the general culture and attitudes of the people. But what shocked me was the number of billboards advertising various injury law firms. We went to Houston, Dallas, yeah. Fort
Is that
Worth,
an American,
San Antonio.
Like...
Yeah.
Very we American. To...
Yeah. Capitalism everywhere. Can't even enjoy the fucking road trip. San Antonio during our 5-day trip. And every single time we saw bigger, louder, and more ridiculous billboards along the interstates for various injury law firms. My favorite one was two lawyers standing shirtless with WWE belts over their shoulders with a caption along the lines of Gomez Law Fights. And we win.
I know exactly over the what the reference
is. Do you really? That's crazy. Over the before. I-10 heading east into Houston. We had billboards in Canada, but nothing that big or creative, and especially not that many. We saw hundreds of these things. My question for you is, if you had to design a billboard for your own law firm, criminal or civil, what would be on it, and what would your caption be? I feel like Daniel would have a Swiffer in his ass, and the caption would be, we will sweep away your misdemeanors, but I don't know. I hope everyone is slowly feeling better, and I hope my fellow patrons are recovering from exams. Love you all. All my love and peace, Catalyst.
Yeah, I hope everybody's exams went well. Exactly. Is it finals time? Finals are over?
Something in there. I haven't had to go to school in so long, I don't give a shit. I'm just kidding.
Stop. I don't care about other people.
I've learned I don't have to care about other people. I also started keeping my money to myself.
Woo! I don't know what I would say for mine. You put me on the spot. I can't come up with anything.
I think I just want to copy that one lawyer. I don't even think it was a lawyer. I think it was just a prank, but there's like a billboard up. I think it was in California. I don't know if it's still up, but it just says injured. Good. it, there's nothing else on it. It's just a guy with his like arms crossed.
I always
just
thought
Nick
that
sitting there smug looking.
Have you seen the Jungle Law billboards before?
Jungle Law? Uh-oh. I haven't.
I think I know what you're talking about.
The signs never made any sense to me because she's standing there with her arms crossed and the caption is harassed at work, me too, Jungle Law. And it makes it sound like she was harassed at Jungle Law. I'm like, I'm not going to hire you guys if she, you got...
me too, right here.
Right here at Jungle Law. I guess that would be mine. Mine would be Baboon Law and just a picture of a baboon.
Jesus.
No number. Just keeping people wondering. Podcast note from Zen. Went to orientation for my new job. First day out of my house in about a month, and the weather was nice. After a couple of heavy storms, it felt amazing and cool outside. Clear skies and a nice breeze. All was going well, no intrusive thoughts, until I was met with the ancient aluminum gates of Morak Trumbull, ancient-ass metal maw of the back rooms. The kind of elevator that if you look at it long enough, you think you're still inside of it. Can't get this shit out of my head. Please help. And then they sent a link.
Where the
Do
hell
I
was
really
that?
Do want to see this?
Yeah, I was like, well,
I can't
actual
show it
demons in it.
Because it
I
has
can't
their
show
name
you
on it, but
because the demons will
the
be
demons
released.
Told me not to show you. Anyway, next note from Corky Gal. It says, "Read in mysterious voice."
Ooh.
What
Daniel.
Is a mysterious voice?
Like a wizard.
Like a wizard? Read it in the
It's a wizard time, motherfucker! Firebomb!
Oh, okay.
Read it in like the Michael Jackson Thriller narrator.
Oh, I thought it was like Michael Jackson.
Piacella, mythical,
read it like Michael Jackson. Scary.
The Ochoa, oh, a mystical and worshipped relic, a piece of the past so powerful that no one who has seen it can recall its details. We worship it, we fear it, respect the O and power the sphincter holds.
It sounds like some Elden Ring dialogue.
That'd be so fun to voice any character in a video game. Oh, I just buy that video game and just do that one action over and over again just to hear myself talk. Next note from Lo. Pod note, I was laying in bed with my cat when you said that y'all will be recording soon. I didn't feel like typing and was falling asleep, so I just sent what I was thinking about at the time. Anyway, here's a poem that was inspired by my cat, Nyx, my little demon. In the shadow deep, a black cat prowls. With eyes of gold, it silently growls. Through moonlit nights, it roams and plays. In stealthy steps, it slinks and strays. It dances on fences, jumps on roofs, leaving behind its paw print proofs. It teases mice and taunts the night. With every move, it's full of delight. But as the dawn begins to break, its owner wakes, no move to fake. With gentle hands and loving care, the cat is caught, no need to scare. For through its mischievous, wild and free, for though it's mischievous, wild and free, in its owner's arms it longs to be. With purrs of contentment it settles down, in love and warmth no need to frown. So let the black cat roam and play, for in the end it finds its way. Back home where love and care reside, with its owner by its side. The end. I got nothing else to say other than pee pee poo poo pa pa ha ha.
Pa pa pa.
I like how you were like...
I'm too tired to type anything.
Too tired. I can't think of anything. Anyway, here's an novel. Eloquent poem with five strings. That's insane.
I don't know how you just pulled that out of nowhere that quickly.
Yeah, literally. Jeez. You're falling asleep. You're like, oh, I got nothing.
In the shadows deep, a black cat prowls.
This whole thing. Jeez, Louise. Beautiful.
Also very wholesome.
Now we follow up that wholesomeness with a mega big-ass Titans note. The podcast P note. I would like to express my feelings today and say I am horny for Cake and Alexis Texas.
Yeah, did you get to see her? You got to see her. Did you see her big Texas ass?
She's talking to Mega Big Ass Titan.
Just for everyone's information, she's not talking to either of us.
She wouldn't be talking to either of us because neither of us went to a board convention, that's for sure.
Right, dude.
Whew. All right. Oh my gosh. Notes.
You know what's so funny? Like, I was telling John about there being a motherly individual there, and John literally guessed who it was. Like, that was literally all I said were those two words. I was like, he said she was very motherly, and he was like, oh, was it? And I was like, no way. And my mom was like, hold up.
John's like, I remember her from her motherly porn. What? How does he know that?
My mom was like, hold up. And then John was like, no, she has a famous podcast with the sports guy. I know it because of sports, I swear. And I was
That makes sense. That makes sense with John. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it checks out, but it's a little sus. It's a little
John
sus.
John would know
all
a porn star from a sports podcast.
Right.
What a loser.
I was like, all I had to say was motherly. I was like, yeah, apparently she was really nice, a very motherly. And then he was like, was it? And I was like, oh, yes, it was.
That's
he was
so
like, no
funny.
Way, she was there. I was like, oh.
That reminds me of like when Mia Khalifa transitioned to like a sports.
I was like, that's exactly what I said to John. I was like, yeah, and I only know Mia Khalifa because she does like NHL commentary. Like,
she doesn't do that anymore, right? Now she's like a professional model.
Yeah, I think she just does only
and like yeah,
and
internet
modeling.
Commentator and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway,
I don't fucking look like her. I look nothing like that.
I knew you were
going
to say that. I was waiting for you to say it. Next note from C-Clan.
For
okay,
any of
so
the
here's...
fucking weirdos who come up to me and say, have I seen you before? I don't even fucking look like her.
You really don't.
I literally look nothing. They see eyebrows and they're like, boobies?
That's literally all like, it what? Is just the eyebrows. And that was not even like, that's a stretch. Yeah. But
next one says,
anyways.
Okay, Next one's from Seekly, and it says, okay, here's a real question. No more hee-hees or ha-has. I want your actual opinions on this. Mm-hmm. This truly has nothing to do with anyone's opinion on a conflict that's going on right now in the Middle East, and more with how like-minded people come together sometimes without a specific vision in mind. So here in Seattle, at our huge international airport, a group of protesters sat in the middle of the highways leading to the arrivals and departures of drives, effectively shutting down the airport for hours. Happened. Before police started hauling protesters off and towing their cars, KOMO4, local ABC News subsidiary, came out and started interviewing some of the protesters. It was interesting seeing that some of the protesters had really well-articulated and considered arguments regarding their feelings towards the whole conflict, but most ended up effectively only being able to say one side bad or just straight up walked away. Many people online are pointing to the segment, saying that many protesters only have a surface-level understanding of any particular issue and just the community of it. Here's a short clip of the interview. Like last time, remove the hashtag after YouTube and replace it with a dot. What do you guys think? And I know for a fucking fact this is not be, like, any of the shit he fucking talked about.
This MF clearly didn't listen to the last episode. Or maybe he just likes inconveniencing you.
I have an ad.
You got an ad. You ruined everything.
Oh, wait, what is
this? It's still going.
What's the ad for?
Fall Guy, the movie.
There, what's that? That
it's
a Sonic.
It's like this.
I don't feel like.
The full song.
The end.
Living in a gangster's paradise.
I'm going to take it out.
It's bad in most our lives.
Okay, this is a real question. Who wins the worst diss song of 2024? Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole? Keep in mind, both of the songs were unbelievably boring. My Instagram is at cock.
You're correct.
I didn't listen to them yet, so I didn't listen have to an either actual them, answer. So.
I'm going to say J. Cole because J. Cole's a little wussy boy. He basically...
Yeah, but J. Cole... No, in J. Cole's defense, I've never been a J. Cole fan, but in his defense, he used Meat Canyon in one of his songs. And he gets that's little, cool. little brownie points for that.
Oh, J. Cole. I have no idea who we're talking about. I've never heard of J. Cole.
You haven't?
Nope.
I literally sent a video about him yesterday.
Well, I didn't look at it.
Well, I must not. That's have. Obvious. No.
Oh, that's J. Cole. I didn't know what he looked like. Last note from Violet. So here's the first part in French and then the translation. I'm going to screw this up. We already know that.
Coucou les petits bros. Aujourd'hui, je vous présente une petite sélection de chansons, films et comédies.
I know what those two words are.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'm translating very little of that in my mind.
Films et comédies musicales francophones. J'espère pouvoir peut-être vous faire recevoir une petite partie de références francophones.
Hello peas. Today I present you a small selection of French-speaking songs, films, and musicals. I hope I can perhaps help you discover a small part of your French-speaking references. So there's some songs in French, and examples are
Quitte. I know French music already.
I'm well aware of the French.
Nick's like, I know Frenchmen.
I'm very well aware of French people, dude. Trust me.
You do? Oh, wow.
What do you mean you're doing? He just pointed to the Daft Punk.
Justice, Kavinsky,
the French Robo Man.
Dude, there's so many.
I like a lot of French music, though. Like, French spoken music.
Even Stromae. I like Stromae.
Yeah, there's Wow 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 by Joika. Karim et le Dup by Karim Ouellette. Rest by Jims and Sting. Des Espites by Hélène Francois. And then French and French-Canadian movies. A 2004 comedy
thriller.
Wait,
what's that one French song where he's like, Moe, 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 Moe,
Moe, Moe, Moe. I forgot what his name is. I knew who that was.
The dude with the missing teeth.
Yeah, he's missing two front teeth.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's the guy who sings it. Dan is like, that's made up.
Not real. Fake.
Bond Cop, Bad Cop, a 2006 comedy
action. Bond Cop, Bad Cop.
It's a Canadian black comedy thriller buddy cop film about two police officers, one Ontarian and one in Quebec, who reluctantly join forces to solve a murder. The dialogue is a mixture of English and French. The title is a translation wordplay on the phrase good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, that sounds funny.
Ooh, I want to watch Vampire Humaniste Cher Suicidaire Consentante. A comedy drama fantasy. Sasha is a teenage vampire who... Never mind, I don't want to watch it. Sasha is a teenage
You don't want to watch the teen vampire movie?
Is a teenage vampire who struggles with the morality of killing people for their blood. However, after her parents cut her off from her blood supply... Relatable. She enters a pact with Paul, a suicidal and very depressed boy, on the condition that she must spend the night helping him finish the things he still wants to do before he dies under her mouth. Oh.
Under her mouth.
Good lord, that's dark. Okay, we have to end. What are we ending on the call with? Wow, that was a sentence. I guess we'll just end it there.
And
myself. And I didn't take the fucking chair, okay? Anyway.
What? I'm sorry for your loss.
The hotel chair. I know, it was a good chair. I was going to use it to hang myself with.
Oh my God.
Back to square one.
Looks like I have to live.
I have nothing else chair height to stand on.
Damn it.
Damn it. Okay, bye.
Looks like my...